This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live. And as we said, again, live here at Big City Wings here in Katy, right off Kingsland Boulevard. So get on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And as I'm seeing right now, many people are being smart right now. There you go. Flex on them real quick. They're signing up, putting their names in our raffle box for a chance to win countless prizes that we'll start hooking people up with in the 3 o'clock hour. Got to be here in attendance to win it. My man out here checking out the Bud Light.
Yeah, man, cool.
I mean, checking out the merchandise.
Check out what's all up for grabs, man. Might as well.
Yeah, he's going to be pissed when he get that $25 gift card to Big City Wings. And, no, but come on out. Have a good time. Hang out with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock on this Football Friday. A lot to get to as we prepare for the Texans to take on the Tennessee Titans coming up. As we said, Clint's mom is in the building. As Clint said before also, when you walk in the building, and what, there's only a few weeks left for you to enter in to the ultimate prize pack there from Academy Sports and Outdoor.
Yeah, only a few weeks left, and it's a hell of a deal, man. Like I said, two tickets in the suite. Which is the second largest suite in tech in NRG, and we got a good crew, man. Always food, drinks, everything's there. Good times to be had. A beautiful end zone view of the field. You can see the all 22 right there live, pretty much. And so that obviously, and then the $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That if you lived around these parts for any amount of time, you know what the hell Academy Sports and Outdoors is about, and. You damn sure know what $1,000 is about.
That's so right. I got my full jumpsuit from yesterday.
You get you a tracksuit. I mean, you get you one of them half zips. You get all kind of stuff over to Academy
Sports.
That's right.
That's right. So a lot to get to here. Come on out. Great food, great drinks, great spot out here in Katy. So come join us. All right, Clint, before we get rolling, by the way, last night, fellas, that was the most Jameis Winston thing that we saw last night.
It was beautiful.
To hell with the game.
I love that, man.
I'm talking about that man went face first on a snow angel. Who in the hell does that? Right? Like, hey, who go? Like, that is that. If you could say, what is Jameis Winston? Let me show you.
My man, damn, got national treasure.
He led his whole team out there with him almost. They ran out to celebrate the game, and it's snowing like hell, and he goes to do a snow angel but he goes face first, face mask into the ground, and does this. Like, I never, like, you got to be a special type of dude to go face first. I've done many a snow angel. I ain't never turned and said, let me put my nose and face in it, and then do it like this. What am I going to act like? That was the most.
And it's just so genuine, man. Like everything he does is genuine, like it's gleeful.
It's like a little kid.
Yes.
That had to be his first snow angel, right?
I was going to say, he from Florida?
You don't go face first. That has to be.
Look,
somebody had to say, "Hey, fool, turn your back."
He's a little bit older, so he don't bend like he used to.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, unless
he bent on that rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless the defense bends you, you don't bend like you used to. And he probably ain't done. The only thing he's ever dove into is probably water. He ain't never hit those snow angels.
He probably dove into a few things.
Well, but, yeah.
Water has no soul.
I meant literal. I guess you are too.
Yeah, I am too. He's going head first a few times.
Right.
But that just done me in. Like, yeah, we'll get into that game. But I just said that fool is on his face.
Yeah.
Doing that damn snow angel. But James.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man.
He's a wild boy.
Cleveland needed Jameis Winston more than Jameis Winston needed Cleveland. That's for damn sure, huh?
I'm telling you, boy. By the way, any of you, 713-572-4-16, you can text this in. I wonder with you two as well. Have y'all ever been in that type? Have y'all ever physically been out and seen that type of snow?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Played in a game.
But you have been.
Yeah, it snowed
you've
like
been
that.
Around, obviously.
Yeah, Arkansas it snowed like that. Okay. Not a ton, but it snowed like that. Yeah, I've been around.
I've talked to a couple of people, including our guy from our promo staff, said, I ain't never seen that snow before in my life.
I'll be in it next week at Breckenridge.
Oh, see,
not next week, next month.
I wonder how many people in there are in it, because them fools, the Steelers out here, they making snowballs and throwing them at each other after touchdown celebrations.
Hey, the best part of that last night for me, other than the football, the action was off the charts. But I don't know if everybody hung around and watched the Amazon Prime post game show.
So good.
Where Jameis Winston joined them.
Yes.
Ron, he gets off the set. He done played a full game. I mean, he tried to do the Saquon Barkley for a touchdown. He has to be sore. He gets off the set. Runs, dives, does more snow angels, full uniform still, gets up, and Ron, it's not joking, it felt like 20 minutes, but at least 5 minutes worth of snowball fights with the whole crew. They all got off and did snow angels, and he was running around hiding, throwing snowballs at
he's having a blast.
What's his name? Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
What's her name on the set said, we're all going. We're all going out here. Let's go.
That's Carissa.
I'm thinking Carissa went. Carissa went a little too hard, though. Do you see her in the background when she did her dive?
She
was one of them like, whoa.
She's been waiting on that all night, baby.
It looked like she was running and somebody shot her from the press box. I mean, she just laid
it down.
She
was living.
I can't believe Jay Williams messed that up. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Carissa.
I'm going to tell you, man, the fact that buddy in that weather started and played as physical as he had to play to win that game, and then was out there like a little kid for 5 minutes and couldn't get enough of it.
No, he couldn't.
Snowball fighting after the game. I know there's truth to it, but we want folks to buy into this. Oh, these short weeks are impossible. You know, these guys can't possibly come on, man. Jameis Winston just showed you what's up.
Dude, I might have to buy a Jameis jersey. Like, okay. I really might have to.
Let's not get aggressive here.
No, love this guy.
All right, I see people on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line, 5-Hour Energy Fan line, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. As I see somebody text in, and somebody check in on this, is Jameis and D'Amico from the same hometown?
That is correct.
Did they produce
same exact right. town in Bama? Yep.
They produce those same two products.
I'll be damned!
Wow,
just treasures.
They probably both got streets named after them in that town.
They should.
All right, real quick on that game. As Pittsburgh had won 5 in a row, they are actually now just one game ahead of the Texans, but a team in the running. They had a shot. Actually, Clint, going into the game, they and the Chiefs were the only teams that controlled their own destiny to the one seed in the AFC. Now, that changed after that loss. And I want the people to react and respond to this as well. Did that that game in which the 2-8 Browns took on the 8-2 Steelers, did that make anybody nervous for Sunday? Did that make anybody nervous for Sunday with the Texans in a spot going up against a? I mean, you could look at the Titans and the Browns and say they've got some talent over there. You know, you got Myles Garrett, you got Jeffrey Simmons, and you got Landry, and you got some guys on that defense. Ward is a good player in the secondary. Jerry Jeudy looked like the Jerry Jeudy maybe that people thought he would look like Nick Chubb. They've got some dudes over there. The Titans have some guys over there, Ridley and Simmons, and Pollard has done things in this league. Did that make you nervous, or did that make you check up a little bit about this game Sunday?
It didn't make me nervous, but it damn sure was a stark reminder of what can happen on any given
wake
Sunday.
Up. Look, yeah.
You know, you get a little bit of weather. You get some matchups that you struggle with, which now this part of it, I think we can directly tie to what we're facing this weekend with the Titans is, you know, clearly that defensive front for the Cleveland Browns was a lot for Russell Wilson and his offensive line to handle.
Especially that one guy.
Yeah, well, that one, it starts with, it's always one head of the snake, right? But you look at that, and that was a stark reminder of how quickly, you know, a defensive front can change the game in a big, big way. And so that's, I think there's some parallels to that, to what the Texans are going to see this week. But The only thing, and I know you're not asking for details, but the only thing for me is I don't think Will Levis has got Jameis Winston in him.
Yeah. Are they that far off?
No, look.
Know what I mean?
Are they? Oh, yeah. They approach the game the same way, and they're both gunslingers, and they'll both throw the ball into traffic and get in trouble that way. But Jameis has got the ability. Like Jameis has the ability to go out there and put 400 on you and have an unbelievable game, and everybody goes, well, where's that?
He's certainly done it more.
Yeah, I don't think Will's got that. I don't think Will has the ability to do what Jameis did last night.
He's done it. Like, he's had a couple of, like, his first
I know
game.
He doesn't have the ability to get his team to rally.
I don't think they believe in him. But no. Does he have it to go out and do something? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. As I said, did last night make you nervous or make you in any ways rethink your thoughts about this game? Because it's a similar situation. You know, a team at – and it really even worse because you're
team
at home.
With nothing to play for, but
yeah,
it's
that,
pretty
that
talented.
Has talent and has a quarterback that
– the Jets.
I would put the Jets a little bit ahead of them.
I'm not comparing the Jets and the Titans in terms of where they would rank, but in terms of a team that doesn't have a good record but has some dudes that could mess around and make it a four-quarter game.
Yeah, a couple of people texting in. Black Greg, nope, any teams don't fare well on Thursday nights. Away teams don't fell well on Thursday nights. Texans at home handle business. Bill says they already had one of those games. Jets, anyone? I'm not going to say I felt Cowboys confident this week. The Cowboys, I told you, we were in this conversation last week. I don't see the scenario that they can lose, barring injury. I'm not to that point, but I felt pretty comfortable about this and confident about this game for the Texans. This did make me take a small step back. And I think maybe more in line of what you're saying of it is a reminder of what could happen, right? Like, there is a situation where, yeah, you're right, like Jeffrey Simmons and Landry could just ruin the game. Now, I don't know that the Titans are going to be able to score enough. But, like, you could see, you know, Calvin Ridley, you know, going off a little bit. Like, last week he had a long, long touchdown pass against the Vikings. Did Will Levis about 70, 80-yard touchdown pass in the game against the Vikings. So they've got some dudes. I still believe the Texans are going to win. It did lessen my thought of, like, yeah, man. Because I promise you, before that game, I thought, this feels like a 27-10 game. Feels like a game where I would never ever think that the Texans were in any danger to lose. I pull back. Let me slow down a little bit here. Let me give the Titans a little bit more credit after kind of watching what they did. Because Jeffrey Simmons against this offensive line is definitely capable of having moments like Myles Garrett did.
Well, I mean, he's got the thing is, even if you allocate, you know, several guys and really direct your protection and focus your protection on him, they've got dudes other than him that can hurt you. I mean, yeah. they've got dudes other than him that can hurt you in a big way. And so this is a scary front, man. It's a scary front for the Texans, no doubt.
And let's get into that, because Bobby Slowick talked about for him what is, like, at least offensively, the big matchup, the big thing that they have to take care of in order to have success on Sunday.
Really good. I mean, their front five is probably for us, I would say, in totality, the best we face this year. Obviously, Simmons is a heck of a player. He shows up all over the place. He does everything, rushes inside, rushes outside. They have him drop sometimes, and he's still a factor even when he's dropping. Like, he's you always have to be aware of where Simmons is. Sweat's been doing a really good job for him. He jumps off the tape on the inside. He's a really, really big, strong man, hard to move, makes a lot of plays in the backfield. Their edges are solid. Landry is obviously a really good rusher, good in the run game. Arden Key, I've been with in San Fran, obviously familiar with him. He can go play. And Joseph is still, I mean, a really solid interior player. Like, they got people at every position. So that's a big challenge for us to be aware of in really both phases, and really the starting point of, you know, everything we talk about as far as game plan this week.
All right, he said it right there, that this is the toughest front they faced, and that includes teams like the Jets. That includes other teams they've played, the Bills, who, you know, can have a good front up there. This is the best. So this is the game offensively for the Texans.
No question about it. This is the matchup for the Texans. I mean, this is the staring you right in the face. It could be an issue. It could be a it's a prove it game for the offensive line, in my opinion. Because we got to remember, if in the eyes of the offensive coordinator, this is the best front that the Texans have faced all year. For 9 weeks, your quarterback was, if not the, he was in the top most pressured quarterbacks in all of football. Bobby Slowick said it in his audio yesterday. He says, "We were in third and long more than any other team in the NFL." Right, that's what was going on up front the first 9 weeks of the season, and now you're telling me this team has the best defensive front that y'all played, and he's strongly referring to the five D linemen that they can roll through there. Yeah, this is a prove it game for the offensive line. That is definitely the matchup of the game, and I think it's going to tell us a lot about the Houston Texans moving forward. Again. You know, there's layers of C.J. Stroud is playing a different brand of quarterback, and I like the direction they're moving, right? You look at Bobby Slowick, he's calling a different game schematically. I love the direction that they're moving. The offensive line has been better for 2 weeks. Now the O.C. went out there and put it on Front Street. This is the best defensive front we've seen. Can the O-line, with the adjustments that were made, can they continue to play a brand of football along with Bobby and C.J.? Now, a lot of it's on them. They got to realize that this front is as good as they are as well, right? But can they put a package together, Bobby, CJ, and this offensive line, to where we're talking about a three-game stretch of really good O-line play, or do they get exposed again by what Bobby Slowick is calling the best defensive front that they played? We shall see, but I think that's the matchup of this game across the board.
Real quick, do you agree with that? Do you agree with Bobby's assessment that the Titans are the best front, because they're rolling with Sweat and Simmons inside, as he talked about, Arden Key, Joseph Day on the other side.
Landry's the other one.
Or Landry's an outside linebacker. But
he's an edge.
Yeah,
I mean, he's coming.
An edge, yeah.
The other one is Linval Joseph is over there. I think Joseph is in the defense. Older defensive lineman that can still go get it. I think there's – yes, I would say this is the best. I would say this is the best defensive front that they have faced to date. One could argue the McDonald Jr. and or McDonald IV, I guess, and Quinnen Williams front in the New York Jets could be top, you know, more top heavy. But when you're talking about four or five guys rolling through there, I would probably say Tennessee. Simmons is a monster inside, man.
Yeah, the hope that this isn't like, you know, some of the games, and in particular the one that comes to mind, especially is the Detroit second half, that they don't just take you out of being able to run the football and pass it,
yeah.
Right? Like that
yeah.
They don't take you out of being able to do multiple things.
Well, the strange thing is this is a middle of the pack defense against the run, where they're killing it against the pass. So it's, I mean, and I'm not saying that the Texans are going to go in there and have an easy walk in the park running the football at all, but it is interesting. You would think that defensive front with again, the strength being your four to five down linemen that are rushers, let's call it that, that being the strength of your defense, you think they would rush the passer well, yeah, but also they'd stop the run. The thing is, teams have ran the football well against them.
Yeah. All right, that is clearly, and I agree, the matchup, at least in this game. If the Texans have to kind of fight in this game, I think it would be telling that matchup was a big one. But another thing that I think we should keep our eye on, and I'm definitely keeping my eye on, we will talk about coming up next as we continue live on a Football Friday here at Big City Wings here in Katy.
H-Town, I'm back.
Rock and roll, meow.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, brand new Big City Wings. Come on out here in Katy. Good time. Sam and the gang will take care of you. I see people already out here. And if you're in the building or you're on your way, make sure you sign your name and put it in the raffle box. I've seen multiple people do that already. You got a Bud Light cooler, a real nice cooler there for you potentially to win, not to mention a couple of gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, $25 a piece. You can win that. You can win $25 right here to Big City Wings. Hell, you hang out, you might be able to pay for your meal right here if you're so lucky to win. And also, we're people up with multiple five. We have five pair of tickets for you to win to go see Houston host Baylor. So,
by the way, Houston's wearing those.
They are. Yep.
Those Houston themed jerseys that the NFL and I almost said Oilers. The Titans didn't want them wearing that jersey. U of H said that you threw them the middle, double rods. And are going to wear that jersey. That jersey's
no clean.
That jersey's clean now.
I did
say a couple of days ago I was through talking about that and over it. And I ain't messed up about it. But them unis that U of H is wearing, them are clean.
I just wonder, and I don't mean to spend other people's money, but I wonder could the McNairs just take a fine? Could they come out and design a jersey and just wear it anyway and take a fine?
That's a good question.
Now I'm sure Amy and them would say, "Get off the field, don't play."
Those are ours.
But I don't mean to spend your money, Cal and Hannah, their family.
Well,
but it's because you know there's a thing you played where there's uniform things where I know guys were just paying fines for their socks every
hold
week.
Hold on, Joe.
There are guys who are paying fines for the type of whatever.
Let me tell you who wasn't. If that line was supposed to be mid calf, mine was at mid calf. I wasn't giving up none of my money. But yes, they them jokers was. I mean, they get on you. I had a Nike deal. A Nike contract. The only thing I could wear other than shoes.
You ain't never told me you had a Nike contract.
Well, I mean, it's not like that. It's not like it wasn't like several guys had them. They didn't come to Clint and be like, "Hey, man,
Lynn, did he give you a pair of Nikes?" He didn't give you nothing. You had her in Pumas.
Hey, let me tell you what. If that one right there's got some clean shoes on, you know who picked them out and who bought them joints. Who bought them red ones on your feet? That's right. That's right. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, Granny.
Wash your mouth out with a little bit like, Coors Light.
So I wore a Nike hat on the sideline.
Oh, you always
and
did?
It came to a point where they said, you can't wear the Nike hat no more. They're going to find me. It's got to be NFL equipment.
Took it off.
Hell yeah, I took it off.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be a hell of a fine, and I feel like it would probably be I bet they wouldn't let him play.
Well, that would be the key. It's like, what do the officials do? Because it, what you talk about.
And I'm just saying, if the Texans just said to hell with it, we're coming out here and we're wearing these.
The money's a non-factor because whatever it would end up costing them in fines, they would make up in advertising. Like the free advertising they would get for doing it.
Yes.
Would offset whatever the fine is, probably times 10. But oh my!
I think this is a great idea.
I think
just take the fine. Because when Jordan came out with his first Jordans that had too many colors on it, and they just said, no, we'll just take the fine.
Yeah.
We'll take the fine. I mean, that would just one time.
If they came out, if they came out in, oh, wow.
Just one time. Let's do it. Just one good time.
That would be nasty. Just come running out. Just come running out in it and go, hey, we're going to eat whatever the fine is.
John Lopez would lose his mind. Could you, John, oh, my God. John is losing it right now.
I wonder what the NFL would do.
Can we? I wonder. Yeah, what the fine is?
Cal's just not the rebel though. I don't know if Cal wants the rebel. I don't know. I think he's got a little bit in him.
Hannah is.
There ain't no doubt. If Hannah was making the final decision, she'd have done that last year.
She would have at least.
She'd have had David Culley running his ass out there in some baby blues.
I will be shocked.
Football playing Jesse.
I will be shocked off my ass if Hannah at one point in these discussions over the last couple of years didn't just say, well, what happened if we just weren't? I would be shocked if she didn't come in there and say, what happened if we just weren't?
Yeah, that'd be ballsy.
That'd be something. All right. They're not going to do that. They're going to wear their version of the H-Town jerseys, but that'd be something if they just waltzed on out there in the damn color. That would be a fun thing. All right. I want to get this out right now, and this is some good news, and we'll get the full injury report. But if Will Anderson don't play, it'll be a surprise to him, because Will Anderson, he has come out already and said, I know I'm playing. That is being reported already. Pro Football Focus has it out. Will Anderson said, I know I'm playing versus the Titans. So it looks like he will be back. It looks like Kamari Lassiter will be back too.
The arrow's pointed up.
Two of your most important starters on defense will be back in this game. And this is coming off of this team doing a number on a Cowboys team last week that they did without those guys.
Yeah, Ron, it's just we talked about it a few weeks ago. What 2 weeks ago against Detroit, you make the shift on the offensive line with Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs. Before that, a couple games before that, you got Denico Autry back. Then you get Mario Edwards back and Nico back. And now all of a sudden you're getting Kamari Lassiter back and Will Anderson back in the fold. If they can continue trending in the right direction offensively and continue to get guys healthy and end up at the right time, let's say the bye week, week 14, when the bye week hits, they're healthier than they've been all year long as a team, and you've got a bye week, and it's so late in the season that the back half of your schedule is not as long and tenuous as the worst is behind you kind of deal. That would be a beautiful spot for the Texans to be in, man. And this is just the most recent get back guys, if you will, with Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter to make that happen.
And by the way, the injury report is officially out, and the only three designations, only three. Two are out. Foley Fatakasi is out. He's going to miss his second straight game with that foot issue. Hadn't practiced all week. Blake Fisher, they've ruled out. He has not practiced all week with that concussion situation. Kamari Lassiter, no designation, neither with Will Anderson. He was full today. The only other one, Denico Autry, who has not practiced all week with that knee and oblique situation, he is listed as questionable.
I don't know how things ended in Tennessee with Denico Autry, but you got to believe he's chomping at the bit.
He's lobbying real quick. Let me get through the weekend.
Even if he's the most mellow, cool, calm, collected guy, there's something about a team deciding to let you hit free agency that, if you're that caliber player, probably doesn't sit right. So I would imagine
that you had double-digit sacks for last year.
Give you 11 and a half sacks, and you just let me walk for Arden Key? Are you kidding me?
Hold on, man. Why you do that to Arden Key?
I like Arden Key.
Do you, sir?
Yeah, I do.
But you think that's what DeNico
thinks? I'm just telling you, if I'm DeNico Autry and I'm coming off 11 and a half sacks, he's special teams.
He wear a number in the 40s.
Yeah, no, he's not on my radar. So I would imagine that he feels some kind of way, at least a little bit, about Tennessee. So he's probably petitioning pretty hard to get on the field.
Yeah.
And hopefully he is. DeNico Autry is, I mean, when he's active, when he's ready, when he's healthy, my man goes out there, no matter how many snaps he gets, my man goes out there and changes the game.
Yeah, I don't trust Arden Key. When you're a defensive end and lineman, you're gonna choose 49 as your number. I don't trust you. That's something wrong with you. That's like people with little teeth. I don't trust people with small teeth.
Well, that's
never have.
That's one of
never
the
have.
Funniest things I've ever heard.
I did that serious. Teeth. Like people
like a little chiclet teeth.
A lot of gums, no teeth?
Yeah, I don't trust like that. Like what? Like what you? What you?
I know the people you're talking to. I'm not co-signing the trust issue.
But you've seen them like that. My man, you got good size teeth. You got good regular ass teeth. Linda, good size teeth. You've run into some people where it's just like, damn, all them gums? Your teeth just stopped growing?
What happened to you?
Well, hold on, though. Is it the bad gum-to-teeth ratio that does that to you, or is it just the small chiclet teeth?
It's the small teeth. That whole look is a feel
what,
of.
What did somebody with short teeth do to you?
Nobody's done anything yet, but I just look at them, and I'm like, what, like, why would the good Lord just stop you there? What's the problem there?
Them short teeth folks probably had a couple questions about you.
No, they might. And there may be some things that
they're free to ask.
They're free. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not trusting you. Don't look at my kids.
That kind of deal.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
You worried about the kids?
I make them walk to the restroom with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Them little teeth people. I can't deal with it.
I don't think I have any in the family. I'm good.
No, you definitely ain't got little teeth. I'd rather you have big ass teeth. That right there.
It look like Mr. Ed?
I'd rather look like that. All right, coming up, as I said, something I'm keeping an eye on, and I want to see continue here for the Texans. And Tyler,
you got everybody in the building
checking their teeth.
They don't even want to smile. They're gonna go to the bathroom
check your teeth. But listen, what my man right here, he's. My man just throw up a sign and said, "Go Eagles," and dropped it off. There he is. There you go, man. When I get that old, I'm gonna tuck my shirts in every day, too. Just like that, baby. They kick it. But no, Tyler had himself a moment last night that we have to discuss, and I think it's going to continue to lead to Clint, who has tried to have an intervention with Tyler for the last month. This is the latest with Tyler Milner. Late night last night. We'll discuss all that coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. If you're on the way or you're in the building, man, you ain't proud to wear that shirt, man. Calm down. You ain't proud, man.
What's the shirt?
Cowboys. That's I respect it, man. Keep wearing it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to be proud of that since like the 90s.
Well, at least last year they won 12 games. Letting you know, coming up here at 3 o'clock in the next segment is when we will start hooking people up with our prizes here. So you want to get your name in our raffle box before we get started there, coming up next hour with your chance to win. Real quick, I told you about the Texans injury report and the guys they have out, the big names there. Foley Fatakasi is out at this point, and then Blake Fisher for the Titans. They're going to be without, as we said yesterday, they're going to be without L'Jarius Sneed. He's actually been put on IR today with a quad issue. Tyree Spears, kind of their change of pace back, the guy that can hurt you out of the backfield, he is out of this game as well. So those are the two major ones there that are out. Roger McCreary, one of their corners, is questionable in this game. So that is the latest there, as the Titans are going to be without a couple of their guys that helped them a lot there as well. So I do want to get to this, Clint. One thing that I'm keeping an eye on, and you spoke about this a little bit earlier this week, and it's made me, I've been thinking about it since, is when you said, you talked to this player, and you said, I think he has the ability where he just kind of flips the switch. And he kind of picks it up and picks and chooses when he wants to pick it up. And you're talking about Derek Stingley. And what I want to see coming up Sunday, because Monday night, Derek Stingley played as if he was the best corner in football. That's the kind of game that he played. He looked like, damn, just don't throw it to his side or you're playing with fire. Right, he picked off one. Hell, he almost got it. He got his hands on a couple of others. Mm-hmm. He was tackling. He was the best player on the field and looked like the best corner in the game. But that's the only time he has looked like that this year. The previous games, there have been some like, yo, what's going on with Derek Stingley? Like, he's been getting beat some. Like, I'm not saying he's been awful, right? This isn't a Tavier Thomas situation, but it's not at all what you figured. As we've said earlier this week, Pro Football Focus has had him between in the 20s, right? 19 to the mid-20s in terms of corners in the league. And this is a guy that the thought is he'd be a top five, top three type corner. I want to see that guy that played Monday night, I want to see that guy keep coming out. I want to see him, like, don't flip the switch. No, just keep that sucker flipped. Because, like, I mean, clearly we have seen, like, you're not, like, there's some big play opportunities if you don't have that thing flipped. There's some opportunities where teams could have hurt you and have hurt you this year. That's what I'm looking at. I want to see that Derek Stingley every game out. That level of focus and what he was doing. Because if you get that guy every game out, then that you know, obviously, as you said, when he first got drafted, he is the key to this defense. That changes things. I don't want to see no flipping of the switch. I want to see that guy every week.
Yeah, well, I agree wholeheartedly with the point. I fear that it's not going to be the case. And to me, that's the step that Derek Stingley needs to take.
But why?
I can't answer the question of why, but I think he's just a player that right now, I think when the coach comes to him and says and puts a challenge on the table,
yeah,
okay, hey, CeeDee Lamb's coming at you.
You got CeeDee coming.
It's all they got. It's the only way they're going to be in the game. We're going to shadow you a good chunk of the game, and I need you to take him out of the box score. Like, he needs that challenge to be a get-in-your-face, lock-you-down type of guy. But moving forward, at some point, to me, that is the step that Derek Stingley Jr. has to make, right? We talked about the Green Bay game really sticks in my mind. Like, I don't care if, like, forget the whole game, because if he's not asked to shadow, he's not going to stand out as much as he did against the Cowboys, right? So what I'm looking to see is,
yeah, like, but you're talking the Green Bay game, that can't happen.
Correct. But the step is, in my opinion, the step is with Derek Stingley of, like, I don't care what the plan is. I don't care what the call is. You cannot be 8 yards off and pedaling at a time when you're down 2 points with 2 minutes left in the game and allow throws underneath you, allow free releases underneath you, allow offensive coordinators and quarterbacks to choose to throw the football your direction. At some point in those moments, he's got to be the guy that teaches them a lesson of, I told y'all not to come my direction. Go pick on Lassiter, go pick on the rookie, but don't come to my side of the football.
Yes.
Right? And so to me, that's the next step for Derek Stingley Jr. is, I don't think You know, I think there's a real I've been there, done that championship type mentality with him to where he needs that challenge. But we need him in critical moments to make it really difficult on opponents to throw his direction. And there's been times this year when he hadn't. I think that's the next step for Derek Stingley Jr. Yeah, like I said before, Derek Stingley Jr. and C.J. Stroud, if they take the next step of like, what I do is not solely dependent on the offensive or defensive coordinator and what they call. In the moment, I got the play call. I see what's going on. I know the situation. Hey, man, I can't be eight yards off and pedaling. You know what I mean? I got to get up in his grill. I got to sit. I got to whatever the adjustment, the instinctual adjustment is, those two guys at some point have to take the next step, and this team gets significantly better when they do that.
A couple of texts here on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line. Slow down, Ron. It was beating down a Cowboys squad. Another text. Come on. They played the Cowboys. A one-legged cornerback can be an all-pro. Miss me with that. That was CeeDee Lamb that he was going up against, and I don't even, like, take the quarterback stuff out of it. He was Velcroed to him. Like, it was, this is a guy who has hurt everybody. This is a guy that was arguably the best receiver in football last year. Yeah. This is a guy that signed a new contract that made him the second highest paid player in the game, and he had to interfere with Derek Stingley in the end zone. So miss me with that. That this is the – yeah, I understand the quarterback play wasn't great. I'm just saying you can't go from playing that way on CeeDee Lamb to where he couldn't get away from you and then getting burnt by Bouti in New England.
Yeah,
that down the field. Or you
spot
get,
on.
Like, you, like those two things can't – and you see, that's the thing. You done messed up and shown us what you're capable of doing. For four quarters, you've messed up and shown it. Yeah. And the expectation is that you do that.
Well, he's out there running routes for CeeDee Lamb on the where almost the near second pick on the sideline over there. Now, I don't know if that's did Derek Stingley Jr. give you that level of effort and CeeDee Lamb quit on the play, but either way it goes, Derek Stingley Jr. is running a route for him. As you said, he's drawing offensive PIs, chasing him across the field and being a big-bodied tackler to tackle him short of the chains. That was big-time ball last week from Derek Stingley Jr. And I don't think he's ever going to be a week-to-week shutdown, lockdown.
So you don't think he's coming in this week and saying to himself, Calvin Ridley's not getting nothing?
I think he's going to be a get in the big moments throughout the season, you can bank on me.
Except for against the Packers. I agree.
I hope this is the direction he goes. Is big moments, I got you. Playoffs, you're going to see a different animal.
Like right now, I'm coasting.
I'm not as negative about it as it sounds. Like, I'm cool with if I can depend on you and I come to you and go, hey, man, I need you to lock this cat down and you take your game to another level. I can get down with that. Yep. And the alternative, by the way, the alternative is just being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there and playing hard. I can live with that.
All right, coming up as we continue here on a Football Friday here at Big City Wings out in Katy, what are we going to be saying about Bobby Slowick after this game? He is the number one lightning rod conversation right now with the Houston Texans. What are we going to be saying about Bobby Slowick after this game? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.